pausing to do the record play thing, so I at least get half of it. All right. Let's go through. I know the sequences to the... He knows the sequences to the Human Genome Project without ever having been to colleges. College. I added the S there for effect, but he typed college correctly. I read the dictionary. I draw. I like tattoos. I read this same thing written on a piece of construction paper by a six-year-old. That was my touch right there. Females are my weakness. Join the club. I hate my father. All right, then. I hate the police. Okay. I think Michael's got a bright future here. Let's keep going. I dislike snobby, stuck-up people. I dislike females who play too many games. He did spell two with two zeros. Props to Michael. I guess you didn't need school for that. I have big dreams and aspirations. I'm a smartass. I'm open-minded. I dislike slow drivers. All right. Come on. Give me some gold, Michael. Give me some gold. I need something to work with here. I was loving it. I love that you hate your father and you're bipolar. And you hate the popo. I'm one of the most insecure people I know. Okay, alright. So we have an insecure daddy hater. That's about the root of everything. You know what? I'm not going to act like my friends' ass don't stink, but they don't have profiles dedicated to bashing their dads either. So, I don't know. I'll give match point to my people today. We'll get to the bottom of it later. I don't know. I'm so worked up right now that I didn't record this because I was going to take this disc and shove it under the nose of all my co-hosts and be like, you know what? I don't need you. Didn't need you. And they would reply that, well, you know, ass, we were just helping you out of the kindness of our hearts. You don't pay us, and you don't even give us a friggin' McDonald's double cheeseburger. Tasty and affordable at 99 cents, by the way, on your value meal. Drive-thru's open till 2 or 3 a.m. every day, if not 24 hours. What? God, I wish McDonald's paid me for that. Anyhow, so I guess I don't get any last laugh there. Oh my good. Wow, I'm as developed as Michael, apparently. I have a friend of mine who is anonymously stating that popos are good in bed. I wouldn't know, dear. I've only seen three attractive cops my whole life, I would say. And one of them was searching for famous male cops, searching for famous... Oh, we'll say Carl Winslow in Family Matters. Miriam, you are pointing out that I'm a poor DJ. I should have given everyone the channel a while ago. It's channel 37 on Cox, channel 27 on Comcast. They actually canceled the radio bandwidth for this thing, so it's just cable station and online at the moment. But you know what? It should have been enough for me to actually record demos that I could fish them around to other stations, but that only works when you record your show. That the 30 minutes you guys just heard, that like genius right there, lost to the sands of friggin' time. Just chisel that into your gray matter. It ain't coming back. It'll never be uploaded to my MySpace page, my own MySpace page, Michael, where I talk about loving the police and loving my dad and up with Christian hope and hugs and puppy dog tails. Wow, that comment got some replies right there. Anyhow, where was I? I believe plugging McDonald's for no reason whatsoever. They still charge me every time and probably rub their genitals on my burgers if it's a late enough shift to entertain themselves. Lord knows I would if I were serving people food, especially people that looked and sounded like me. It's channel 37 on Cox, Miss Merriam, and channel 27 Comcast. And I think if you're poor and you get the crappy basic cable, it's channel 7. I feel bad. Meredith texted me, this is painful. Oh, you know, it's painful. It's painful for me. It's entertainment for you. Who doesn't like seeing an old person fall down the stairs? It's that kind of thing. But it's painful for them. It's great for you as, what's his face? Mel, old Jewish guy, come on. Mel, not Mel Gibson. He doesn't like Jewish people. Why am I brain farting so hard? Blazing Saddles, come on, we know who I'm talking about. He said, tragedy is when I get a paper cut, comedy is when you fall off a cliff. Paraphrasing, of course. I am going to buy myself a few more minutes to regroup and do a little more MySpacing, a little more IMing, because I love those things. It's what gets me through the day. I think we have New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle, unless I somehow screwed up and put in a different track. But enjoy it, folks. It is a good, craptacular 80s dance song. And more importantly, it will buy me 4 sweet minutes. Here you go. New Order, Bizarre Love Triangle. Just a newsflash, people. Meredith was actually referring to the Michael Riley MySpace page as painful, not my show. Sorry to interrupt your New Order. It's coming right back, lest I mess it up. Hold on. Play button, please do your thing. Everybody in Radio Land, cross your fingers. Here it comes. Oh my God, emergency bulletin number 2. That was good friend and loyal listener Shane, who somehow got the phone number, I'm guessing. Shane, I will answer the phone, but buddy, it's unfortunately completely off the air. Someone must have spilled some filthy fluids in to ruin the equipment. Let me see if I remember how to take a call. Hello? Hello? This is John Papa Giorgio. Oh my God, is this Tom? Oh my God, everybody, it is Tom Gavin calling into my show. Like, yes. We have a meeting tomorrow, Tom? Really, where is it? Like here at the station? Okay, what time? And it's just for all air personalities? Oh my God, Tom, it is an honor to speak to you, man. No, I didn't see it in the conference room yet. It's a new board. Okay. So just get here at 1 p.m. for the meeting. All right. Before 1. All right, Tom, thank you, man. All right, take it easy. Holy crap. For all the Don and Mike fans out there, that was one Thomas Aloysius Gavin. My day was made talking to that man. All right, let me get us back to the New Order. By the way, the number is 703-560-8255. Again, 703-560-8255. 8255. It's not that I haven't figured it out, Shane. They told me they broke it, man. They did something. Maybe they did something naughty. Maybe it's something innocent. But the unit is broken. It is no mo. It has ceased to be. So I'm going to finish up my new order. I got 1 minute and 52 seconds of sweet bliss where I don't have to talk and pad for time. And oh my God, I talked to Tom Gavin. I feel like a blushing schoolgirl who just met Elvis circa 1958. All right, guys, here you go. Mic off for 2 minutes. God, give me that, please. Pause number three for Miriam has apparently been madly IMing away. I did not realize this. I was busy juggling a random call. Someone reminding me I only had 5 listeners. I actually don't think it was one of my friends doing it. But hi, Satara. I just performed a trick for you, like a little stage poodle. Are you happy? The douche monkey did his duty. Now let me finish the damn song, for the love of God. This is the longest cut of bizarre love triangle known to man. All right, here it goes. Hopefully we're getting through it this time. 57 seconds left, folks. You couldn't leave well enough alone, could you? Had to do a shout out to Raquel, courtesy of Amy now. We got 37 seconds. That is a new low. Come on, people. Let me finish the track for the love of sweet Jesus. All right, here you go. Bizarre love triangle again. But the last little tail end of the turd, if you will, at this point. Here you go. All right, and after that Indigata Davida-esque amount of time, we finished our bizarre love triangle by New Order with visions of Wii dancing in my head the whole time. Am I a bad person for guilting my brother into at least coughing up for control for that thing? They're like $40 a pop. They're not exactly cheap, but you know what? I swallowed the $300 tab on that thing. You're getting the damn control so the four of us in the household can play our stupid little tennis together at the same time, and I can film it and make a very popular viral video out of it set to some horrible music. I don't know. But there is a bit of the cheapness in me, the frugality, if you will, because I definitely was maneuvering everyone but me to buy games and controls for this thing, despite the fact it was mine. And of course, at year's end, I would make the move to box everything up as my own and strut out with it, even though they paid for it. I would attempt to make no payment on the dollar. To me, it would be mentally filed as a rental fee that they merely didn't know they'd paid at the time. But they rented not only access to the Wii, but my good times, my company, my powerful aura that radiates out and brings life. Not to get onto a megalomaniacal tangent, but the other day I touched a dead bird and it flew off. It came back to life within 3 seconds. It was amazing. All right, folks. I am getting a little loopy, I'm thinking. A little out of... Yeah, I'm sounding very crackheaded at the moment. What can I say, Miriam? I wanted to finish my damn song in the standard 4-minute time of the song, and I didn't get to. I had to trample over it, and I'm still a little flushed from talking to Tommy G, my hero, Tom Gavin. So I think for once I'm going to be a good DJ and punch out a little early, give I forgot the name of the cat who comes in here at 4 p.m. And yes, Miriam, I'm waiting for the IM making fun of me for using the term cat. I used brother. I used cat. Maybe I will call someone a jive turkey before the show's over. Come on, make fun of me. Oh, I knew it was coming. God, I'm good. Yes, I knew because I know you, my friend. All right, folks, that's about it. I'm going to tear down the highway fast as hell to play a little Wii, maybe get in a nap before the gym, have myself, maybe a little Home Depot tomorrow. Just don't know if I'll have enough time, to quote the great Frank the Tank. I want to thank everyone who IM'd. I want to thank Shane for hitting me up with some messages via text. I want to thank everyone else who has texted me, IMing me. I want to thank Michael Riley for being born. I want to thank Michael Riley's father for not being there to make Michael Riley Michael Riley. And I think we're going to go out on that high note. I'm not going to give out his URL. I will not give that satisfaction because I'm ultimately selfish and in no way want anyone that I do not care for to succeed. I don't know if I've got L.A. Williams listening. You never know. Or is it L.A. Reid? The Arista guy. It's L.A. Reid. God. Okay, folks. I got Wii on the brain. And we're going out with a little instrumental track of Tupac, Changes. Take it easy. Or we're not, because it wasn't queued up. Is it? Hold on. Oh, I love this train wreck. Alrighty. Flipping around. The equipment's good. The operator isn't. Okay, you might hear Changes. Keep them crossed.